So welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is a music show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. This is the seventh chapter of the rain version of the show. Today, we have a special guest, musician Jonathan Foster. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Janice. Appreciate being here.
So you are a musician from Northern California.
I'm up here in Redding, California right now in Shasta County.
Are you from Redding or is that just your home base right now?
This is home base. I moved here in 2004. I grew up in the Adirondack Mountains of Northern New York State in a little town called Cranberry Lake, not too far from Lake Placid, New York. I made my way out to California for work about 20 years ago and music. Ended up here. 2020 was the first time I ever spent a whole summer here. I kind of migrate out and perform a lot of shows every year. So for example, last year I was out of town from June to September and kind of like the opposite of a snowbird. Yeah, we get warm and we have, you know, our wildfire issues.
So are you a full-time musician?
Yeah, semi-professional musician, I say. It's getting to the point where most of my time is dedicated to that, but I'm a biologist. And that's what brought me to California. And so my specialty is in wetlands and endangered species. These days I get involved with like wetland delineations and habitat assessments and mitigation planning and fun stuff like that. Try to get out into the field as much as I can when I'm not playing music. But the last couple of years, so I've played 120 shows last year, and I'm on the dock for about the same or maybe a few more this year too. So it's quite the juggle trying to do those things, like off season, on season, if you will. Okay. But I was a former federal employee as well for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as a regulatory biologist and Clean Water Act program there. That's what brought me to Redding.
Nice. Well, it fits in well with Umpqua watersheds. And
yes, riparian wetlands are my favorite. And I like to describe for folks that don't fully understand, I talk about this, the kind of the sponge theory and how important the forested wetlands are around our stream and waterways, especially in the arid west. I appreciate the natural world a little bit too. It's always a good segue, and I try to incorporate that as much as I can into my music. It's not always obvious, but.
So how did you get started in music?
Yeah, it started definitely as a hobby and passion, more as a music fan. And I luckily inherited a classical guitar when I was a teenager and started writing and performing very loosely around 18 years old at coffee houses and open mics when I was studying biology as an undergrad. And we had a college band of mostly classic rock songs. And once in a while, they'd let me play one of my songs. So I never put it down. But I would say for most of my 20s, I wasn't doing anything serious. But I always write, try to use, you know, utilize the other side of my brain, I suppose. And when I got into my 30s, I kind of, shifted a little bit and started putting out recordings. And that one thing led to another, and I started doing small tours. And so last year, I just released my fifth studio album. And but I got outside a lot more that year for camping, hiking, and fishing, and writing. And that's kind of where this album came out of. We're ramping up for a short spring tour here in April, and then be out for a big one in the summertime, too.
Right. So you'll be in Roseburg next month at the Sunnyside Theater.
Yeah, Friday, April 22nd. And I believe that's 8 p.m. It should be fun.
I'm going to play your song Into the Black, which is not a happy song. But climate change is not a happy topic. What incident inspired you to write the song?
Yeah, well thanks for featuring and talking about it too. We had our second round of pretty devastating wildfires in 2020. And this one perhaps was the year before. It's called the Zog Fire here in Shasta County. So for example, my friend's property burned for the second time in that fire. So the car fire got their home, and then the Zog Fire got the rest of their property and there were some lives lost in the Zog Fire. And so this song is kind of twofold. there's a term that's used in firefighting called into the black sometimes, where you have to make decisions on which way to fight the fire, which way to exit. Sometimes going into the fire is the best way to escape or to put it out too, in general sense. But at the same time, I was thinking about the greater picture of how did we get here in the West, and you know, we're in this mega drought and we're experiencing the last 5 or 6 years are nothing like I had seen in my first dozen years out here. And so just kind of trying to put it all together from a human resources standpoint into the natural world, where, you know, fire is a natural resource and a natural occurring needed thing for our forests and ecosystem. But the way we've positioned ourselves as a society and communities, we really bulldozed ourselves into a corner sometimes. So there's kind of a few meanings to these verses and into the chorus, but it's kind of like a check mark just to, for myself, to think about the greater picture and how we fit into this new world of the drought and how we need to think of our resources and our communities maybe a little bit differently.
Yeah. Before we play your song, besides your tour, if you have any projects that you have coming up.
I have been back in the studio. And so I'm going to release a new single next month in time for the spring tour. It's called The Mountain Echo. But I am excited to share the new song too. And it's not a dark song. It's more of a song of hope and nostalgia. The Mountain Echo is the name of my yearbook for a school I attended for 13 years growing up. And so it's a little flashback in time for that. But,
nice. So you'll be playing that one in Roseburg?
Absolutely.
All right. Where can the listeners find your music?
Yeah, anywhere you listen to music. I'm all over the web. So my website is jonathanfostermusic.com.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to your song, Into the Black.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jansen. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Well, have a good show if we don't see you.
Just sitting here, waiting for the smoke to clear. Seems to be each and every year. Close your eyes, hide the pain. See a hazy sky with small droplets of rain. Dancing like dragonflies. Well, he's an artist. Well, of course he dreams. But is it just the demons running in his veins? That's what she said. Hanging up the phone to rest only to scream his name. Oh, small droplets of rain. Like everything was practiced up to now, and experience seems to be lacking somehow. And uncertainty yearns to be heard by the haunted. One way out into the black after the fact. Wash the taste from my teeth. I just can't help it. It's our wants and our needs when our souls tell us to emancipate. Continue There's non-sustaining things not learning from others' misleading. Same look on your face. Used to be such a different way. Wind, earth, and fire, water, life, and breath. But only when we respect all of its death. Oh, letting saw once now has reappeared, just like ghosts in this dust-filled town, holding on to straws with your grip locked down.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
Down in Dublin town, the colors last for hours. Oh, lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 in change. I'll sing these songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I've stepped ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Tide and time are on your side, together we'll grow old. Threw my sea bag in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, and we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still as they drink their fill, gonna shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. Gonna help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 in change. I'll sing these songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
We celebrated St. Patrick's Day, and I included that last song as a tribute. Titled A Walk in the Irish Rain by the Irish Descendants, it was released in 1995. It was performed here by Bob Hall of Roseburg with his band Homemade Jammin'. I talked about Hall in the 14th chapter of the River version of the show, when I featured a song from his Reflections album. You can catch live shows of Hall and sometimes his band Homemade Jammin' around the Roseburg area. And I'm still trying to get him to come on the show. Someday, maybe. This next song is Still Falls the Rain by Roxy Music from their sixth album, Manifesto, which was released in 1979. They are an English rock band formed in 1970. And one of the original members and co-founder of the group was Brian Eno. There were 23 different men that played in that band, and they were intermittently active until 2011, when they disbanded for good. Many of their songs were featured on TV and in the movies. They were credited with influencing many of the major artists today. And in 2019, Roxy Music was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's worth the going, it's worth the ride. She was 15 years old, and she'd never seen the ocean. She climbed into a van with a vagabond. I love you, Mom. And a little rain never hurt no one. And a little rain never hurt no one. La, da, da.
That last song was by Scottish-Irish descendant Tom Waits. I featured Waits in the 8th chapter of the water version of the show, but since he's Irish, he gets another shout-out this week because of St. Patrick's Day. His song, A Little Rain, is off of his Bone Machine album of 1992. Waits has a long history in music spanning 5 decades. His works include 17 studio albums, 3 live albums, 7 compilation albums, 23 singles, and 2 soundtracks. The album won a Grammy Award for Best Alternative Music Album, and it was included in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. This next song is performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Early Morning Rain was written by Gordon Lightfoot. I had Lightfoot's performance of the song on the first chapter of The Rain. Peter, Paul, and Mary are a folk group from New York. They formed in 1961 and consisted of Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers. They took a break between 1970 and 1978, but have since stopped performing after 2009 when Mary passed away. Yarrow and Stuckey still perform on their solo careers. Through the years, the group has performed benefit concerts for many deserved organizations. At least 29 different organizations have been supported by their work, such as American Civil Liberties Union, Second Harvest, NAACP, Greenpeace, National Coalition for the Homeless, Public Broadcasting Service, and Human Rights Watch, to name just a few. Although they wrote many of the songs, they included many songs on their albums written by other artists. The group was inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1999.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar, cloud she flies. old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground. Cold and drunk as I might be,
can't jump jet plane like a freight train.
99.7 KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond through education, training, advocacy, and ecologically sound stewardship. More information at umpquawatersheds.com. www.umpquawatershed.org and on Facebook.
The gentle rain is falling on the leaves, newborn in early spring, and the rain comes down. Falling on the ground, and the grass grows green. Flowers can be seen coming from the earth, giving birth in the springtime. Listen to the sound of the rain falling, the voice of an angel calling you to love. From above the rain comes down, and when the clouds depart,
That last song was by Aphrodite's Child. They are a Greek progressive rock band that was formed in 1967. When their country entered into a phase of a right-wing dictatorship in 1967, they decided to relocate to London, and while en route, they were delayed in France and recorded the song Rain and Tears, which became an instant success, selling over 1 million copies. The band dissolved in a few short years in 1972, and despite that, they continued to have a following. This next song, Eastern Rain, is performed by Fairport Connection on their second album, which was released in 1968, and it's called What We Did on Our Holidays. Fairport Connection is a British folk rock band formed in 1967. The song was written by Joni Mitchell. The band had 25 different members over the years and are still performing today, except when their members come down with COVID, apparently. They received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2002 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. We have a few more songs to round out the hour. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you can listen next week for another chapter of the Rain version of Earth in Tune, right here on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice.
Comes from the east one night, we watch it come to hang like beaded curtains till the morning sun. Water dripping from our clothes, you with sadly, please don't go away now. Till the rain is done, I say I'll stay now. Rain outside, but inside, we don't mind at all. By the fire, slowly climb and fall. Kisses fade and leave no trace. Whispers vanish into space. None will send me. Matters if I were the first to go
eases in. So good on paper, so romantic, so bewildering. I know nothing stays the same, but if you're willing to play the game, it's coming around again. So don't kiss the host goodbye. Then you break a window, burn the souffle.